Hi, this is co-curator Thomas Herron. You're looking at a reproduction of a very rare woodcut from John Derrick's Image of Ireland, which is a long narrative poem published in London in 1581. It is a complex piece of propaganda that celebrates the militarized government of the three-time Lord Deputy of Ireland, Sir Henry Sidney, a noble newcomer to Ireland, and father of the famous poet Sir Philip Sidney. It is one of the best-known books concerning Ireland in the period, not because of the quality of its verse, which is doggerel and frankly offensive by today's standards, but because of its extremely detailed and high-quality series of 12 woodcuts. These show, with great accuracy, details of English and Irish custom and dress. The narrative and woodcuts celebrate the campaigns of Lord Deputy Sidney out fighting rebellious native Irish or Gaelic forces on the borders of the Pale, outside Dublin. In this woodcut, we see Sidney riding out of Dublin Castle across a moat to confront the enemy. A particularly gruesome detail is seen above the gate. It is lined with the severed heads of Irish rebels on spikes. These serve as trophies and as a warning to others not to disobey their Lord Deputy. We know that they are Irish because they are portrayed as shaggy and unshaven. Riding in front of Sidney is an entourage of well-equipped men. On their shields and flags, we see the cross of St. George, the national symbol of England. Another cross appears as the highest point on the horizon. This is the steeple of Christ Church Cathedral, a center of Protestant worship and administration in Dublin that still stands in greatly altered form today. Sidney, a Protestant governor, will ride past it on his way to fight the rebels in the countryside. The woodcut emphasizes the heroic nature of Sidney's reformation of the country, which he undertakes as a necessary enterprise for God and country, no matter how ugly the results.